Let's turn to the first chapter of John's Gospel. Coming out to this meeting this morning, the Lord laid that scripture in my heart. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Now, those words, his own, are very interesting words. They could refer to two sections of the community. They could refer to the Jewish people, and he came unto the Jewish people, and his own received him not. They were his own people, the Jewish race, the seed of Abraham. They could also refer to those that were his own through the electing love of the Father. Thine they were, Father, and thou gavest them to me. And, of course, what was true of the Jewish people was true of those foreordained unto eternal life. There was a time that he came unto us, and we wouldn't receive him. We put up the chains. We locked the door. And with a snigger on our face, we said, let him stand at the door and knock. There's no entrance here for him. But there came a day when those chains came down.
Hallelujah.
There came a day when the lock was opened. There was came a day when I was standing on my doorstep weeping to him to come in, pleading with him to come in. He didn't turn away from me as I had turned away from him. When the door was opened, he entered in. And he didn't enter in to rebuke and to scold and to pass judgment. He entered in to have supper with us. And you'll notice the word sup in that portion of scripture in the book of Revelation. He didn't say that he was going to eat with them. He said he was going to sup with them. What is supper time? Supper time is the time of the night season. It's the time when people go to their own homes, shut their own doors, and shut themselves into their own house. And if you turn over to the book of the Revelation, you will find those words written there. And it says, concerning the people, it says something about them, about in the Laodicean church, that the Lord stands at the door and he knocks. He stands at the door and he knocks. And it says also, I will come in. I will eat my breakfast with him, no. Eat my dinner with him, no. I will sup with him. It's supper time. The night before the morning. And what a night it was for us when the Lord took his place at the supper table. That first night with Jesus, I remember it well in my own experience. When the first time I could kneel at my bed, and as the night shadows gathered, I could say, Lord Jesus, thou art mine.
Amen.
Thou art mine.
Amen.
I look back with sorrow at my foolishness, and sorrow at my hardness, and sorrow at my stubbornness. But the Lord didn't say, I'm meeting with you no more. I'm quitting. The Lord stayed there. And every supper time, when the work of the day is done, I can sit with him. I can confer with him. Mm-hmm. You know, in the old days, the family was a close-knit entity. Yeah. Not so today, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And I always remembered that we were put up the stairs and told to go to bed. And then Mommy and Daddy had their chat over the days. What happened today and what they did and what they didn't do and what they have to do in the morrow. There was a family conference. Happy is the soul that has a family conference with the Lord Jesus before he goes to sleep. Talks it over with the Lord. What a thrill it is to have the ear of God and the love of God and the love of Jesus. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But that's not the end of the text. For it said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
Hallelujah.
And what happened? There was a birth which were born, not of blood. Don't go to heaven because you have royal blood or disloyal blood in your veins. Nor the will of the flesh. No man can will himself to heaven. Nor the will of man. No body of man can put you into the kingdom of God. But of God. Salvation is God's work from first to last.
Yes, God.
God begins it, God continues it, and God one day will consummate it in the land that's fairer than day. So here we are, and we're here to eat of this. It's supper time. The Lord is with us. Some brother will give us the Lord thanks for the bread, the broken bread, the token of his broken body, broken for you and for me.